Would they urging and are they asking the minister to come back on site again at Clarendon Drive and have a look at this? Because the last time he had been here, he seemed to have an endless pot of money saying we could sort this out and sort that out, and yet we're back to square one again where people have their houses destroyed. I think it's unacceptable.
So he had made, if you can say, promises almost, and that these problems would be fixed, and say, yes, we can look at this and do this, and yeah. Nothing has changed. How long has that been going on?
Well, there was a CFRAM report done at late 2015, early 2016, where it outlined defences that they could put on the River Esk, which would relieve any of the flooding in that area, including the and the Donegal town. Or if you go on their website, and it shows their full report there, they don't seem to see us as a priority. We're not high enough to get the funding. But when the minister did come, he made promises, and he didn't stand by them. We have people standing crying outside their houses today because of that, and it's not acceptable.
So these particular children and families that have left, you know, with these homes that they can't live in for the time being, have a council provided anything, or what can they do now in regards to a living situation?
What I'd be asking the council is to provide these people with housing. I know it's going to be emergency housing at the minute, but there's a new development that's taking place in Donegal town, and maybe now is the time to speak about this, open that conversation of, you know, housing these families in a new development, because, you know, I just can't see us getting, you know, even if we do get the necessary fund for these defences, it's going to take a long, long time to carry out these works, and in the meantime, they could be flooded again, you know.